A car crashes into an Apple store. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. It happened outside Boston this morning in the town of Hingham.
It appears at the outset, preliminarily, the dark-colored SUV appears went through at a rate of speed undetermined through a plate glass window and struck multiple people.
Plymouth County DA Timothy Cruz calls it an ongoing criminal investigation, but he's not speculating on whether the crash was accidental or intentional. One person killed, 16 taken to the hospital. The driver has been with police, not hospitalized. New charges against the man accused of killing 5, injuring more than 20 in a mass shooting Saturday night at an LGBTQ bar in Colorado.
Anderson Lee Aldrich, according to court documents, now faces hate crime charges in addition to counts of murder. Colorado Springs police say Aldrich began firing with a long gun moments after walking into Club Q. Patrons of the bar are credited with stopping Aldrich from killing more people. Some of the injured were shot and, at last word, remained in critical condition.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The attack happened as the bar was preparing to mark the Transgender Day of Remembrance. Two men under arrest in New York City accused of threats to the Jewish community.
One had made anti-Semitic social media posts, including threatening to attack a synagogue. Mayor Eric Adams said that threat was real.
This was not an idle threat.
He says police recovered weapons, including an illegal gun with an extended 30-round magazine, a hunting knife, and that's not all.
And a Nazi armband. A Nazi armband in New York City in 2022. Think about that for a moment.
He says extra security at synagogues will continue through Hanukkah.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Evidence of war crimes in Ukraine. The Biden administration pointing a finger at Russian troops.
The U.S. State Department says there are thousands of reports of potential war crimes committed by Russian forces in Ukraine.
We have reports of citizens being killed execution style with their hands bound. We have bodies that show signs of torture.
Ambassador at Large for Global Criminal Justice Beth Van Schaak says the torture includes sexual assaults of women and children.
These atrocities are not the acts of rogue units or individuals. Rather, they're part of a deeply disturbing pattern of reports of abuse across all areas where we're seeing Russia's forces engaged.
European and Ukrainian prosecutors have begun war crimes investigations, aided, Van Schaak says, by the U.S.
Fox's Jared Halpern. The head of the U.N.'s nuclear watchdog agency says he's intensifying consultations aimed at setting up a protection zone around a nuclear plant in Ukraine, where shelling nearby has continued, with each side still blaming the other. A license to sell pot in New York, the state issuing its first 36 cannabis dispensary licenses today, planning to issue a total of 175. Eight nonprofit groups among the first licensees. The state legalized recreational use in March of last year. Kanye West back on Twitter after a ban for anti-Semitic posts.
The rapper tweeting, "Testing, testing, seeing if my Twitter is unblocked," followed by "Shalom" with a smiley face. Twitter locking his account in October after West shared a series of anti-Semitic remarks, leading to brands including Adidas to cut ties with him, and Gap and Foot Locker saying they'd remove products from his Yeezy brand from their stores. It's unclear when Twitter unlocked his page. His return to the platform comes after Elon Musk's Twitter purchase, though Musk tweeted he was not behind West's account being restored.
Fox's Kristen Goodwin. The Dow's now up 22 points. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.